Kankam.
Karıştı.
Karıştı.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right.
Koristov, Jasmine.
Koristov, Jasmine. We'll be starting in a minute. Baruch Hashem, I'm well. And you?
Thanks. Very good, too.
Baruch Hashem. I've been seeing your stories.
Excuse me? You say what?
I said I've been seeing your stories.
What stories in my Facebook?
Yeah, I get notices, so when I have time, I take a quick look.
Okay. Yeah, quite a few.
Malka.
Kodeshov. We'll be starting momentarily.
All right. Hello.
Daniel.
Koristo, Daniel. We'll be starting momentarily.
Thank you, Hanel.
I hope you're doing well.
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well.
Baruch Hashem.
Judy.
Codish Toe, Judy.
Codish Toe, good evening to you.
So we will start a little unusual this month with the connection to certainty. And we'll utilize the Sulam commentary from the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, for that. We'll start with the L'Shem Yehud as well. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilur, Himud, Hilud, Hilur, Himud. L'Yakta, L'Shem, Yudhe, Bavate, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wise. And there are 13 verses that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet, just like the name of the year. And this is we were going to connect to the ninth verse today, which is the month that we will be studying for all of this new month of ER. The verse is from Psalms. It's from chapter 139 of Psalms. It's verse 21. Halom Sanecha Adonai Yohewa Esna Uvit Koma Mecha Et Kotat. The English translation, do not, I hate them, O Hashem, that hate thee. My pronunciation isn't really clear, so let me re-say that again. Don't I hate them, Hashem, that hate thee? And do not I strive with those that rise up against thee? This is a communication between King David and Hashem, asking essentially, aren't I doing the things that you want me to do? The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And that's an important verse to study all the time, especially as this past weekend there's been a significant increase in rockets, and that the modern state of Israel appears to be at war. So the verse that connects to this energy of peace in the Middle East is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. And we as a community have not been reading this verse, studying this verse too much because of the counting of the Omer. So we need to make sure we continue to do so. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati wishakan tata willow yirgaz od willow yosipu bene avla laanoto ka asher berishona. There is a link on the unique astrological times for a battle prayer when the modern state is at war or when the nation is at war on the physical level. You can find that on the unique astrological times link. The section is about a half inch from the bottom. And then there's a link within that description of what this prayer is. Is the actual prayer, and that's where we will be starting. Following in the footsteps of many of Rabbi Bar Tzedok's peers and fellow rabbis, he wishes to contribute to the fight that we all now face, and we do face the fight. Do not deceive yourselves for a minute to believe that we ourselves personally are not involved in this present conflict in the Middle East. all of us, no matter where we are located, by definition of being Jews or being in the Western world, being a person of faith, are viewed as being the enemy, just as is every individual living in the Holy Land. There is no escape. Therefore, the way of war is upon us all. Each of us is obligated to fight. No, not everyone can pick up a gun, nor needs to. Yet not everyone has to. Hashem has made us all different, and He has given each of us varying and different ways to fight. The greatest and strongest weapon that Hashem has given us is the power of prayer. Our mere words, spoken with a sincere and open heart, can be more powerful than any bullet or rocket. We all now must pray and pray with full sincerity and devotion. We must pour out our souls, break our hearts, and supplicate, request from heaven to be merciful to His people and to His land. We have no merit to stand before the heavenly throne. All we can do is throw ourselves upon the mercy of heaven and beg that the name of Hashem be made great and that the world come to see, to know, and to fear the awesome hand of the Almighty. Each of us is now a spiritual warrior. Rise up, soldier, and take up your arms. I will now reveal to you a secret of the Holy Mekubalim that I pray will assist you in performing this sacred task, to fight for the name of Hashem, to bless and protect the nation of Israel and the Jewish people against our many enemies round about. The following prayer contains a powerful secret holy name of Hashem. Be careful that you never recite it aloud. Merely contemplate it within this prayer, and the power inherent within it shall be unlocked and unleashed as a weapon of war to defend and protect Hashem's people and land. Recite this prayer as often as you can. Cry over it. Recite it day and night, everywhere at any time. Let your cries rocket themselves to heaven, and let Hashem see that our hearts are with Him. Heaven will be moved by our sincerity and devotion. Heaven will answer us, and the light of Hashem will indeed shine. Here is the prayer. Hear me, O Laman Shemcha, HaKadosh VeHaTahor, HaYotze MeHaPasuk, HaHei Lachem, Lachem, Ui Atem Taharishum, Shetiten Lecha Elinu, Ulkol Shomrei Amcha Yisrael, Koach Bechatzalcha, Lenetzoach, Bekoanin, Bein Bedavor, Bein Bechachama, Bein Bekol Mereva, Uvadin vayeyu tu divre hachamat hatam nishmayim b'ayeni kol adam v'lo yakol shom adam le'amod kenagidam b'shom Davar b'koach Hashem hazeh umkoro shehoizeh Hashem. I'm going to say these letters with these vowels. It's recommended not to say them this way. So please just scan them. Yitem Ata Weweach Hamdri Yekesh Lalavu Hamaz. May it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, that for the sake of your holy and pure name that comes forth from the Pasuk, Hashem will fight for you and you will be silent. That you give to our soldiers and all those who support your people, Israel, power and success to be victorious in all matters. That their words be heard, that they be wise, that they dominate in every conflict and every judgment. May their words of wisdom be adhered to by others, and may no one be able to stand against them in anything. All this I ask by the power of your holy name. Please scan the bold Hebrew letters. Yitem he'ata we'we'ach he'mardri ye'kesh la'la'u chames. And may we all say, Amen. May it so be your will. We will now count the Omer. If you don't know where to find it, it's on the Unique Astrological Times landing page, or you can type in the link, which is yeshem.com/Omer, OMER.htm, and then scroll down to the May 5th date. Yesterday, we counted 15 days of the Omer. And in step one is the Lashem Yehud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Vishkinte Bithilu Urhimu Urhimud Hilu Vyachta Hashem Yudhe and Valte Vyachuda Shalem Hashem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim Lekayem Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer Lasot nachat ruach leyotzreinu velasot ratzon boreinu vayehi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu umaseh yadeinu konena aleinu yemaseh yadeinu konenehu. Now the verses before the blessing, starting with Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yoheiwa Igmor Beadi Adon Adonaich hasdecha le'olam ma'aseh yadicha el teret. Psalm 57:3. Echra le'elohim el'yon la'el gomer alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor alayich va'erech mitbaseset bedamayich va'yomar lach bedamayich chayi va'yomar lach bedamayich chaye. Psalms 104:1-2. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohewa Elohim Yohewa Elohe gadalta Meod hod v'chadar lavashta O te'or kesalma No te'shamayim Now to say the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewa Yudhewa Hey Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Hayom shisa aser yom la'omer Shehem Shene Shavuot V'Shene Yamim. Today is the 16th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. The number 16 is the gematria of the male aspects of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Vav. These are the sharing aspects. In what way do I have character traits or personality traits that limit my sharing, or that I can change about myself in order to share more? The inner light, the Orpanimi. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat Beit hamikdash lim koma bim heira b'yameinu. And we all say Amen. Step 6 is Psalm 67, which is the menorah psalm. We will stop at the 16th word and the 16th letter in the 5th verse. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Yair panav itanu selah. Ladat ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Amim yoducha Elohim. Elohim is the 16th word. Elohim is a word that can mean judges, or angels, or Hashem in the frame of judgment. In what way do you set yourself up to be a judge of people, or to be a judge of yourself? Do you make yourself higher than others by judging them and not judging yourself on the same scale? In what way will you change that aspect of yourself? How can you stop yourself from judging others and evaluate yourself honestly? Tismachu v'raninu le'umim. The 16th letter is the closed mem. The letter mem creates water. It has two forms, the closed form, like today, and the open one that was 2 days ago. Have you closed yourself off from receiving goodness from Hashem and those who channel it to you? Truly, do you receive what you perceive as bad or hurtful in the same way that you receive joy and happiness? This is the level to strive for. What do you need to change about yourself to reach this level? The closed mem is a square. It's composed of four vavs. It's composed of the spiritual level in the right column, the spiritual level in the left column, and the spiritual level in the central column, all manifested by the spiritual level in the physical, the malchut level. Ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanem selah. Whenever you say the word selah, which has no direct translation, one of the aspects of the word selah is to pause and contemplate what you have just read. Yoducha Amin, Elohim, Yoducha Amin, Kulam, Eretz Natna Yugula Yavarkenu, Elohim, Eloheinu, Yavarkenu, Elohim, V'yiru, Oto Kalase Aretz. We will now say the Ana B'Koach without the connection for Rosh Chodesh, and we will say it again after our discussion of Rosh Chodesh. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. We will stop at the 16th word. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Yemincha. Ta-ti-ter-ra Aleph Bet Gimel Yutak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor. The second word starts with the letter Gimel. The Gimel is made from a Zion and a Yud. The gematria of these two letters is 17, 10 plus 7, which is the gematria of the Hebrew word Tov, which means good or goodness. Good is the manifested essence of Hashem. In what ways do you do good in the world? Do you do good to your friends, to your family? Do you do good to yourself? And how can you expand your actions of doing good? How can you recognize good in the world? Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Saritaf Gimel Tassin Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufat Tzadiyutza. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is Rosh Chodesh Bet of Iyar, Rabbi Abba Shaul, Rabbi Yaakov Berov, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Ashkenazi, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, known as the Lev HaYivri, the heart of the Hebrew, Rabbi Abraham of Slonim, Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapira. On the unique astrological times link, if you scroll down, you'll see a section titled Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And if you if you open up that link, we will start to learn about the month of Iyar. Most people find the month of Iyar to be a difficult month. This is because there is too much energy. There is a lot of light. It's known as the month of light, the month of Ziv. Brightness. It's known as the month of healing. But in order to be a month of healing, Iyar has to have a vessel to find and hold that much light. And for most people, this is not a correct truth. Every day in the month of Iyar is a elevated energy day. We could call it a half holiday. It is a day where we are earning the light, where we are building our vessel. It's a process. We have the light of creation, the organus on Pesach. That light came without any merit, without any need to have to earn that light. It was for free. It was freedom. It broke all of the chains of slavery. And if we only had changed that night, that light would not have gone away. But most of the world did not change. And so that light went away. And it's coming back. It's coming back with a vengeance. It's coming back in the month of Sivan, the month of the twins. But the month of Iyar that we are in starting today and yesterday, the month of Iyar is important to build the vessel so that when that light comes back, you have earned it. Because when it comes back with bread of shame. And if you haven't earned it, if you haven't counted the Omer, if you haven't built your vessel, it's a light that will burn, chas v'shalom. And so that's why every night in our 7 o'clock classes, we are building that vessel by counting the Omer. But let us learn more about the month of Iyar. The name Iyar is an Aramaic name for the month. The name in Hebrew is Ziv, brightness. And it's also the month of healing. According to Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, the best time to collect herbs or healing is during the month of Iyar. Collect the herbs for the whole year. Rabbi Nachman is said to explain that the first chapter of the book of Joshua, that first chapter, he was able to perceive all of the healing herbs, the names of those herbs concealed within that first chapter. This is the book of remedies that King Hezekiah did away with. People had this book of remedies. They knew what to do for every disease then and in the future. They knew what would happen to the negative forces, which we today call viruses, bacteria. They saw how they would change, and they knew which herb would heal that illness, would defray those attacks. And it was all written down in a book called the Book of Remedies. But King Hezekiah saw that people were taking the short path, the shortcut. They didn't do the teshuvah because the illness came. They took the herb. They took the medicine. But King Hezekiah saw that that shortcut without teshuvah, without connection to Hashem, was just strengthening the negative system. So he took the Book of Remedies and destroyed it. But it was always there in the Torah. It's in the book of Joshua. And yes, you do need to be a Hebrew speaker. And you need to have the study of Kabbalah to know how to utilize the letters to find the herbs. But doing the teshuvah, you don't need the herbs. If you truly do teshuvah, you truly repent from your negative action to the level and the consistency and the truth that Hashem would testify that this soul will never do that action again. The illness will go away. The limitation that we created for ourselves will go away. And this information is available in the month of Ziv, in the month of Iyar. The attribute that the month of Iyar is dealing with is thought, it's thinking, it's reasoning. The Hebrew word is hirhur. It's actually the mountain of Hur. Think it through before you act is always a good attribute. Yet it also makes it difficult to start acting, because especially for a Libra person, they're never going to get off that scale and do something. They're never going to make the decision. But still, the recommendation is to think before you act. But what this is really teaching us is to do the right action at the right time, at the right place, with the right Kavanah, the right intention. The month of Iyar in the ancient tribal connections was the month of Shimon, the tribe of Shimon. But in the modern days, it's the tribe of Issachar. Issachar were the experts in calculating the new moon. Issachar were the experts in learning and Torah study. They had the support in the physical world of their brother Zebulon. The tribe of Shimon, it is harsh judgment. And this is what most people feel in the month of Iyar, harsh judgment, because they haven't built their vessel yet. The totem is a fortress. But the idea of a fortress or a canyon is the way the sign of shore, the sign of the bull acts. The Taurus people act this way. They like their comfort zone. They like their home, which is their comfort zone. They don't like to be pushed. They're very mellow, they're very serene, but not internally, only externally. And serenity needs to be internal. The The house is the house of Mammon, Hamamon, prosperity. This is the comfort that the Taurus people seek, physical prosperity. And you need to make an effort this month, because the light is so bright, you can't see that there are problems. It just feels wonderful, like lying in the sun, letting the rays of the sun beat down upon your body, upon your skin. It feels so warm and comforting and wonderful. And then you get up, you go into your house, you get into the shower to wash the sand or the dirt off, and you feel the pain. But when you're in that warmth of the sun, you don't feel the pain. This is the comfort zone. The important thing in ER is to peer through the light, bright light, to see the problems so they don't climb up upon you. They don't hit you in the face when you weren't looking. Being able to see the truth of the world around you is easier in ER if you would but open your eyes, and because the light is there to show you. The zodiac sign is the shore. There are five holidays in the month of ER. These five holidays I will discuss momentarily. The name ER comes from the phrase Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God, your healer. All of the healing can take place if you have the vessel to handle the light during ER. To understand the energy of ER, we really need to understand, what does it mean to heal? We don't understand healing because we don't understand illness. Illness is a wake-up call. There is never an illness that isn't a wake-up call. Who is being woken up? The person who did a negative action. It's reminding this person, me, what I did wrong, what I caused. Wake up. Do your teshuvah. Wake up. Look around you. See the truth about yourself. This is what is available to us during ER, during the month of Zeev. When you heal yourself, you are bringing yourself back to the point of balance. What is this point of balance? It's the point where the sharing is slightly exceeding the receiving. It's the point where you will share with correctness, with seichel, with brains, with awareness of the consequences of your sharing. No, it's not up to you to judge someone. Once you relieve yourself of this sharing, once you pass that energy to the other person, it's theirs. They have free will. It's not up to you to say, no, I won't give you this dollar bill for you to go buy drugs with or drink with. If you think that's happening, buy them food. But once you share with them whatever you share, it's theirs, and they have free will to do whatever they will do with that energy. Whether you give them money, whether you give them time, whether you give them help, all of that is energy. The best tool to bring balance into your life is binding by striking. If you don't know what binding by striking is, or you need a refresher course, and we usually all do, look up Basic Class 5 and Basic Class 6 in our basic classes of Kabbalah. I mentioned earlier that there are five holidays. Two of them come this coming week. Wednesday, the holiday of Hazikaron, the holiday of memory. What is it, memory? What are we remembering? Those people who fought and died protecting the Jewish world. Remember, 50% of the Jewish world lives in the modern state of Israel. 45% lives in the United States and Canada. 5% live spread out throughout the world. Many times through history, people, leaders, have tried to exterminate the children of Israel. Hashem will never allow that. But still, why does it happen? It can be healed in the month of Iyar if we would just learn why it happens. It happens because we, the children of Israel, are not doing what is the right thing to do. We're not doing our spiritual world work. We find we enjoy the pleasures of physicality. And that's what Hashem wants us to do. But only when we elevate those sparks of physicality, only when we use them in the proper way, at the proper time, in the proper place, with the proper kavanah, with the proper action. Immediately after Hayom HaZikaron, we have Yom HaAtzmaut. It's hard to pronounce for English speakers. It's the Israeli Independence Day. It's the day that the United Nations gave the land of Israel to the children of Israel. That vote took place on a Shabbat around 2:20 in the afternoon in New York on November 29, 1948. And 6 months later, why 6 months? Because those months represented the Zeran Pin. 6 months later, on the 5th of Iyar, Prime Minister Weizmann declared the modern state of Israel into existence. It had to be the plan of creation that the 70 nations all supported, the land of Israel. They no longer do so because we haven't been doing our spiritual work. If we were doing our spiritual work, they would get the message to support the children of Israel. And as the prophet says, there will be 10 of the members of the other nations holding on to the fringes, the tzitzits, the clothing of the children of Israel as they progress to return to the land. Are we ready to turn to the return to the land? Each individual will make that choice for themselves. But there are two ways to return to the land. One is to return physically to the modern state of Israel and transform it, attempt to transform it into a Torah state, a state governed by the laws of the Torah. And the other is to bring the energy of the land of Israel out, draw it out so it penetrates every speck of dust throughout this physical earth. The choice is ours. The third holiday is Pesach Sheni, the holiday of second chances. We can learn a lot from second chances. First off, why do you need a second chance? Because it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, or I didn't do it correctly, and so it did not turn out the way Hashem wanted it to. Who is responsible for Pesach Sheni? People who were Tamei, who were impure at the time in the desert with Moses. They wanted to do the mitzvah of the Paschal Lamb, the Pesach roasted lamb. They wanted to do that mitzvah, but they couldn't. They were Tamei. They were impure because they had been carrying Joseph's body. They were doing a mitzvah, but they were still Tamei. They asked Moses. Moses fell on his face, a euphemism, which is not clearly understood. Moses asked Hashem, and Hashem said, those who are on a faraway trip or those who are Tamei at the time of the Pesach offering may bring the Pesach offering on Pesach Sheni. They get a second chance to not be Tamei. They get a second chance to draw themselves closer to Hashem, which is the meaning of being far away. You're being far away from Hashem through your own negative actions. But Hashem gives us that second chance. All through the year, Hashem gives us that second chance. But the energy to take advantage of that second chance, that's eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. The fourth holiday is Lag BaOmer, and we will discuss Lag BaOmer extensively next week. Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day of the Omer. It is the light of Torah. It's the light of Shavuot. It's the Organus without the limitation of the physical world. Are you getting an idea how powerful the light is during the month of Ziv, during the month of Iyar? Do you have the vessel? Most of us do not. How do we avoid being burned? Through binding by striking, by stopping our reactive impulses and maintaining balance in our lives and in our world. And the fifth holiday is almost not being connected to this. The holiday is called Yom Yerushalayim, Jerusalem Day. It's on the 28th of Iyar. What is Yom Yerushalayim? It's the day that Jerusalem was reunited with the modern state of Israel. Jerusalem is the heart of the children of Israel. The land of Israel is the heart of the 70 nations. The land of Israel is the heart of the world. When the modern state of Israel was founded, it lacked its heart. For 19 years, it lacked its heart. No, we are not celebrating the reunification of Jerusalem with the modern state of Israel. We are celebrating the return of our heart, return of our ability to love the other nations. If they only understood that, they would have us, they would drag every one of us to Jerusalem on that day. But they don't understand it, and that's our responsibility, to teach the other nations what these holidays are about, what this energy is about. They don't feel the energy. They don't speak to Hashem the way we do. Yes, there are many other religions in the world, and those religions speak to Hashem. But the souls who are manifesting that are children of Israel. Because as we learn from the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, and before him from many other sages, you are who you hate. These other nations who hate us have sparks of our souls, and they're holding on to them because we are not doing our work. Accept our responsibility and begin to do that work. Each one of us has a different aspect of that work. And in the month of Iyar, with the light that's there, the brightness, we can see it all if we would just open up our minds, open up our eyes. So we are ready to make our connection. I must double check one thing before we go on. We will stop at the fifth verse of the Ana B'Koach. And we will make our connection. And you know the connection. It's to be joyful. It's to say the permutation with its root vowel. It's to be joyful, to be happy, to be aware of the light, which is the fulfillment of all desires. How can you not be happy if your desires are being fulfilled? Oh, some of us are from Missouri. The English expression, I have to see it in order to know it. But no, the Torah tells us, know it first, then you will be able to see it. Ana bekoach gedulat shemincha tatir terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutach Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which connects to the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Bila Hamavet LaNetzach, swallowing death forever. Through our path of spreading love in the world, of spreading human dignity in the world, treating every human being with the rights and responsibilities of every human being. Do we know how to do that? Unfortunately, most of us don't, but we can strive to learn. And all you have to do is take that first step, and Hashem will support you and make that happen. We do not have to finish the job, but we do have to start the job. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufreshayan sintet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, kra, which means to tear up, and satan, the energy force that gives us free will. Tear up satan, so we don't need free will anymore. Tear up satan, so that we will know what the right thing to do is. The right action, at the right time, at the right place, at the right intention, kavanah. The same letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, and it's telling us, reminding us, the sages have taught us, guard your eyes from seeing evil and negativity. Guard your ears from hearing evil and negativity. Guard your nose from smelling evil and negativity. Guard your mouth from speaking evil and negativity, from eating evil and negativity. Put up your guards. Put up your policemen. These are shoftim and shotrim, judges and policemen. Guard your internal essence, because the only entry place for the negative system is through your eyes, through your ears, through your nose, and through your mouth. Guard them all, and they cannot get in. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kibor. Vavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57. 57 is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah, sustenance. It's physical life. How do you pay for your house, your food, your entertainments, your Torah books? What desire do you have that is unfulfilled at this moment? Zan, parnasah, fulfills every one of those desires. Yud Kaf Shin allows you to activate mind over matter, to take any part of your body that needs healing out of the body, where it can be resurrected, where it can be restored, whether it can be healed, and then return to the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do. Barchem tacharem rakamei sikatha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditach gimel. This verse connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its inner essence of eternity, eternal victory, and so much more, and so much that we can't even appreciate when we say these words. Eternity without death. Eternity without divorce. Eternity with never the stock market going down. Eternity with everything being complete. How can we not be excited about that potential? Tasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata tet kufet tet nunayim. The energy of this verse is the Sefirah of Hod and its inner essence of appreciation, thankfulness, being aware that we've received miracles every day, being aware that we appreciate what we have before we ask for more, being aware of what it means to be a child of Hashem, what it means to be a child of Israel, what it means to be who I am. Please join me in saying the permutation, singing the permutation, dancing the permutation. Yo, hey, hey, wa, 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 yo, hey, hey, wa. The letter Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the Taurus, the letter Pei that created the planet Noah, the planet Noga, the planet Venus, Pei and Vav, 86 Gematria. Do you know where the phrase 86 that's? Throw it away. We don't need judgments. 86 is the gematria of Elohim. When we're with the light, we see all of the goals. We see all of the steps to reach the goals. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Are you dancing and singing? Are you joyful? Do you see the lights? Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Hey, and Vav. Look for the bet inside the pay. The bet that is the bracha, the blessing, the bet that is the house to hold the mouth. Hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo. Yachid ge'eh lamcha p'nei zohrei kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod. Yesod means the foundation. Yesod, that means the sexual organs. The Yesod that represents creativity, creation, helping Hashem in his plan of creation. This is the Sefirah of Yesod. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea ta'alumo. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. The first two letters have a gematria of 400. 400 is four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400 is a number that connects to completion. And completion means perfection. The last four letters have the same gematria as the first verse, 506. And what that's telling us is that if we inject the consciousness step by step, the consciousness of the Ahavta, the Re'acha Kamocha, the consciousness of loving our neighbor as ourselves, the consciousness of Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love, if we inject this consciousness, that we will reach completion, we will reach perfection. And this is the path that we strive to follow. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. This is the end of our session today. It's been a little bit long. I hope you found it energizing. I hope you found it heightening. I hope you found it beneficial. Kodesh Tov to all. Shalom Gadol. A significant amount of peace in your life. Peace that leads to completion. Completion that leads to peace. Shalom all. Are there any questions? Tomorrow,
Shalom.
Monday, Shalom. Tomorrow, Monday, we have two classes, one at 4:30, where we, it's a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Lech Lecha. And our 7 o'clock class is going to be very interesting because you're going to learn about one of the herbs in the writings of the Ari. And we will also count the Omer at 7 p.m. in that class that starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. I hope to see you all at that class. Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Kodesh Tov.
Shalom.
Shavua Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you. Shalom to all.